You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, my name's Kim Jay and I'm a severely sighted impaired chef and author. Today I want to talk to you about a very healthy recipe. Now, once the holiday season is over, your stomach is heaving from fatty food and sweet food, and the pennies are tight because you've bought all the Christmas presents and you've gone out for meals, and all you want to do is be healthy, and this recipe is perfect. It is my sweet corn kofte recipe. Now, koftas are like little balls, approximately 2 centimetres in height, sort of meatball size. And it's very, very easy to make, and it is super delicious. The ingredients that you are going to need are 500 grams of frozen sweet corn. Now, with the frozen sweet corn, defrost it and blitz it down until it's a pulp. Now, if you don't have a food processor or a blitzer, just mash it up as much as you can. You're going to need 2 large red capsicum or bell peppers, and these you want to de-seed and finely slice. You're also going to need 1 large red onion. Again, peel it and finely slice it. And with that, you will need approximately 250 grams of rice flour. Now, rice flour you can get from the majority of supermarkets, and the great thing about rice flour is it's gluten-free. You will also need 75 grams of corn flour. Again, it's brilliant, it's gluten-free. And with that, about 50 grams of chopped coriander, approximately a teaspoon of smoked paprika, a teaspoon of salt, and about 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. Like I said, this is a very, very easy recipe. All you do is you put all the vegetables into a large mixing bowl. That's your pulped up sweet corn, peppers, your spices, your onions, your coriander, and mix it all together. Get a small amount, put it into the palm of your hand, and squeeze it, and you'll find that it's all nice and mushy. Now you add in the corn flour and 1/2 of the rice flour. Mix it all in. The whole of the ingredients should start to come together. If it is still soggy when you compress it in your hand, it is still soggy and doesn't keep its form, add in more rice flour and keep on adding it in, 1 tablespoon at a time, until that mixture, when placed in your hand and squeezed, retains its shapes. Now what you do is you get a small handful of the mixture and you turn it into a round meatball shape, approximately 2 centimetres in height, and put it on a baking tray. And you do that with all of the ingredients. You now place that tray into a heated oven at 180 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes until it is crisp on the outside, and for those that have colour is slightly golden brown, and for those that don't have colour, if you tap it you can hear the crispiness on the exterior. Pull that out and serve it with chutneys, with a salad, with vegetables, and it is ultra delicious. Crisp on the outside, in the center it is soft and full of flavor with the sweet corn, the peppers and the onions, and you'll notice there's no fat in there, there's no added sugar. It is vegetarian, vegan and gluten free. And for those of you who want a more substantial meal, instead of making kofte balls, do what I do. I quite often take the mixture and turn them into burger size patties and have that as a burger or a main course on its own with vegetables, and it is ultra delicious. Now you can freeze this, and in order to freeze it I would put it into the oven for about 10 minutes, pull it out, allow it to cool, and then freeze it. And then whenever I need it, pull out the coffees, out of the freezer, allow it to defrost, put it into a preheated oven at 180 degrees for approximately 15 minutes. Take it out, eat and enjoy. Now the kofta balls are great for buffets. It's great for pulling out when visitors come. And to date, I haven't met one single person who hasn't loved this recipe and who hasn't asked for more. It's well worth trying and it's good for you. I hope you love this recipe and it will help to make you feel that little bit better. It's healthy without taking away the taste and the deliciousness of this dish. Enjoy and have a great new year with lots of good things to come in your future.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.